So a girl comes to an office, a pastor's office. She's committed to the dark side. Even on her left hand, tattooed, the phrase out of Daniel, "War on the Saints." This is an individual that had made a goal of bringing down a local Akron pastor and his wife. They had a goal of bringing damage there. They even got caught by law enforcement doing a satanic ritual late night as they broke in the sanctuary. They showed up, my office, talked about a few things, then left. I felt by the Spirit of God that something was up. Something was being, something was going on. So I went over where they were sitting, and I knelt down, and I began to pray. And all of a sudden, I looked up into the corner of the couch. Two black rings this Satanist wore. They were called power rings. They were demonized, they were charged, and there was an agenda. I asked the Lord, the Spirit of God gave me the insight. Of course, we prayed over everything and canceled everything. But here was part of that infiltration of the body of Christ. This individual went to a church and began to attend, went forward, talked about wanting to give their life over to God. Had the pastor meet with them again and again, began showing up at the pastor's house, began showing up with the pastor's kids. I got the Book of Shadows. I read the plot, the plan, the Book of Shadows that talked about killing the pastor and his wife or bringing them down right here in our area. And then the attempt to come to our fellowship. Now, we uncovered quite a bit about this individual and confronted them both spiritually and physically when we needed to, because they came to the church, stood there at the end of the service, walked up to me, and declared that they were going to steal my daughter. She was about 1.5 years old, almost two. Gonna steal her, gonna take her. This is an individual that knew how to infiltrate the body of Christ. Trained in it, lethal in it. Let me tell you another story quickly. A satanic, ritually abused individual, sub-personalities, but didn't seem to be going anywhere, shows up at the church. They bring a cake for the staff meeting. Oh, the same one that showed up the week before. Left arm had carved with a razor blade. It was a fresh cut, too. The name of the pastor spelled backwards in this richly abused individual. Now, they showed up that week to give, presents and a cake. I wouldn't let the staff eat the cake. Engaging the person later on, months later, they confessed. The cake, sub-personalities had urinated in it, and maybe other things also. Let me tell you another story. Federal officer's wife, very passive, very sedate, very pitiful looking, and wanted help and wanted out. And that's, we thought we were just simply helping and showing compassion and showing love. We allowed this individual to come to our home, and there's where I had my home office at the time, and we were doing ministry, and we didn't seem to be getting anywhere with the individual, and they would get up and go to the restroom, and other things would go on. It was that federal officer's wife, a satanic, richly abused, a chosen one out of the ancient brotherhood, whose grandmother lives in Germany, part of the Black Flame, sent me a picture of Otto Kreitz, a black and white, a Nazi SS soldier, at that time still alive. This individual stole pictures out of our house, out of the church, of the pastors and the leaders. This individual took them up to the Cleveland area where rituals were done with blood, the summoning of demons, and they sent a death ritual sending demons to kill the pastor. They even came on Monday morning, drove into the pastor's driveway to see if the pastor was dead. Listen tonight, this is Russ Dizdar, Shatter the Darkness Live. Welcome to all the friends, all those archiving, you know, listen, going to the archives, bring the MP3s. It is now September the 22nd, Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And listen, we ask that God stretch out his hands and just show extraordinary grace and mercy and miracle. May God save, may God heal, may God deliver, may he also destroy the works of the evil one. For all the believers out there, join in that prayer during this hour. And listen, we have on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, scroll all the way down where you see, it'll mention to the right there, more MP3s. More MP3s. Click on that. And in that section, you're going to find 2 hours of training that we've done already on the infiltration of the church. And people have asked for it again and again. Thousands have downloaded it since. And it's old. It's 2 years old. Been up for 2 years. But thousands have downloaded it. We've been called to churches to discuss what happened in their church and how they were brought down. We've been to ministry centers and other places and individuals that had been literally, corrupted or destroyed or brought down or wounded because there was a plotted infiltration, covert infiltration. It involved subpersonalities. It involved division, derision, disinformation, preoccupation. It involved the summoning of demons, demonized objects. It involved a coven that had been plotting and planning. A desire in a covert way to bring down pastors, leaders, local churches. Well, I'm going to give you about 6 things tonight out of those sessions. So let's hang on tonight. If you are, a believer in Christ, this is vital for the sake of your fellowship. Many of the things that we have seen, including the absolute destruction of PTL in the past, Jim Baker, all the rest, John Wesley White, false prophet, the woman that helped bring him down, let me just say, all the signs of multiplicity, all the signs of infiltration, all the signs of counterfeit prophetic, counterfeit supernaturalism with a plot and a plan to bring destruction. That has occurred, and they have targeted primary ministries. So a lot of the things that you have seen in the last 30 years that have crumbled to the ground in retracing and looking back at what occurred, please, body of Christ, understand. Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. But that also brings the assumption that the gates of hell will try. We're going to look at the book of Acts chapter 5. We're going to look at Galatians chapter 1. We're going to look at, biblically, the satanic mode of operation in infiltrating the church to bring damage, corruption, and destruction. Didn't Peter say it years later? He experienced the warfare that brought him down, that wounded him terribly, that led him out there to deny that he even knew the Lord and cussed and everything else until he came to his senses and fell on his knees and returned just as Jesus had predicted he would. Later he writes 1 Peter chapter 5. We're to be alert. We're to be, ablaze, alert. We're to be very active because your enemy, the devil, that prowls around like a roaring lion, now he's seeking to devour individuals. Please understand that though I'm going to bring up a name, Todd Bentley, though I'm going to bring that name up because I didn't finish last night, so many people have asked me about this issue. You know me, if you've listened to all that I've said over these years, I'm not one to slander the body of Christ. I'm not one to pick on everybody else. I'm not one to do that. Now, the article I read yesterday about the Evangelical Lutheran Church was a news article that dealt with literally the infiltration, lobbying groups. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Are we off? Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you now. If you heard an interruption, I just got called back by the station, and we had a little bit of break. And I don't doubt that there's a reason for that today. I don't doubt at all that there's a reason that it was a break in the show. And so here we are again live, and here we are going with you know, all that we need to. But let me tell you this, that I don't doubt that there would be opposition to the information that we found out on the methodology, the scheme of the infiltration of the body. Let me touch on two things, and then we will get right into the message tonight. We have a conference coming up, and I know that you've heard that again and again, and I know that some have written me and said they wish they could come. I wish you could too. Pray about it. You know, really ask if you're supposed to come, and pray about asking the Lord to make a way for you to come Friday night, all day Saturday. Tom Horn, Derek and Sharon Gilbert of PID Radio, and Jeffrey Rad, Pastor L from Nigeria, and myself will be there unleashing all the teaching and everything. It's all listed on the website. If you go to shatterthedarkness.net, scroll down a little bit, Supernatural Science and Prophecy Conference. Click on that. It'll take you to the website, how to be a part of it. It'll show you the background bios of all the speakers. It'll give you all the lecture series that's going to be done on Friday night and Saturday. Included in the price for those 2 days, by the way, Tom Dunn, the coordinator, and all the helpers, they have set up that you're going to also have breakfast and lunch and dinner on Saturday, all provided for you. So all of your food is taken care of on Saturday, and we're looking about setting up a special meeting afterwards. I know there's people that want to get together with me. So we're going to try to do that late Saturday night, maybe Sunday morning, maybe half the day Sunday. We'll meet with individuals that will be coming in. So we hope that you'll come to the conference. We know that we've been invited to go to Minneapolis, Minnesota here in the near future, also to Oklahoma, and it looks like we'll be given an invitation to South Carolina, I believe it is, coming up also. So when we have those down, we will we'll let you know about those. Want to mention to you, we don't do it every single time, but the book The Black Awakening, it has chapters on the very subject, detailed chapters on this very subject that we're dealing with. So I encourage you that not only does it come as a book of 664 pages, it also will have other chapters added to the website, theblackawakening.com, and there is 100 hours of training, seminar, conference, teaching MP3s that deal with all of this stuff together, including the book of Daniel, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. All of that is free. All those MP3s are free when you get the book. It tells you how to get them. So I encourage you concerning the book, The Black Awakening. Other than some editing errors that the book had, we've had nothing but very, very good, outstanding comments and people who've written about to us. One individual just wrote lately, they're in their second reading of the book, and we will have the book reissued here now in a month. We've begun the project of cleaning up the editing things, and we may even add that extra chapter called 500 Million Satanic Rituals. And it's because it's a vital issue that we need to have that out. Now, I also want to tell you this. Because I've really dealt with, you know, the issues of, you know, the New Age and the occultism of the past and Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, Sylvia Brown, all of the predictive stuff that's been going on out there. Well, we've been working on materials on a devotional teaching level with deep warning, but also great, great hope. We have a book that's coming out in just a few weeks called Seeing Into the Future. The subtitle, Prophetic Revelation, Actual Future Human History. Now, we've got a website built with all 26 chapters. All the titles of those chapters are there. There's also a link that goes to a devotional series. It's about 28 little devotionals on anywhere from 10 minutes to 20 minutes long, all on prophetic revelation from the scripture. And so if you go to shatterthedarkness.net, now you will see at the top of the website to the right, the picture of a little eye. If you click on there, it'll take you to the website concerning the new book. And we wanted to have it for the conference. I don't think we'll be able to get it there. Actually, we did not yet even, you know, we went through that last time, took 8 months. We're not saying that we're going to have it at the conference, but we are trying. Either way, it's coming very soon, a few weeks away. So as we look into tonight, I get this article, North Dakota. Here's what it says, titled from Associated Press, North Dakota Lake Swallows Land and Buildings. Now I'm going to quote to you, quote, Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Interesting, isn't it? Little picture there of the lake. It's called the Devil's Lake. It's been called a slow-growing monster. A huge lake that has steadily expanded over the last 20 years, swallowing up thousands of acres, hundreds of buildings, and at least two towns in its rising waters. Quote again, Devil's Lake keeps getting larger because it has no natural river or stream to carry away excess rain and snowmelt. Now it has climbed within 6 feet of overflowing, raising fears that some downstream communities could be washed away if the water level isn't reduced. Now, when I read this article, I'm looking at this thing, North Dakota, you know, Lake Swallows Land and Buildings, and they call it the Devil's Lake. It was really, it again, reminds me of the spiritual encroachment that has occurred over the last 30 years or 40. We can go back to some of the roots of this, but the great shift occurred. The great shift began to occur in the 60s, of course. But everything got changed, and millions, it seems, spirits have come to our side and have given a lot of those deceiving doctrines, experiences, events that we talked about yesterday to millions of people. We're talking millions. With the goal being billions. Do you understand that? Look at what Jesus says, Matthew 24. Look again at 1 Timothy 4, 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 John 2, all the book of Revelation, back into the book of Daniel. There's this collective message from the Spirit of God, be it from and through those redeemed writers that knew the Lord and knew the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God's revelation. And a lot of that content is what we're going to use in the book called Seeing Into the Future. And literally, if you're a believer, you're getting content where you're seeing the actual future that cannot be altered, that will occur just as it says, and it's based on how it's done in the past. All around us, there seems to be this deep, dark, satanic, you know, well, like a river, like a lake, swallowing lives and bringing deep, deep changes politically, morally, economically, in the environment. The shifting has been deep and broad. And so I'm just sharing with you that the concept of this lake swallowing land and buildings, it just literally reminds me of the New Age movement and all of that which is even deeper and darker in the spiritual, lethal, you know, development. And it's all been spoken about. Every believer that has really studied New Testament biblical prophecy, what does the Spirit of God say about the sequence of satanic evolution, about the sequence of satanic events that will eventually strike the world? Literally strike the world. The world will be affected, infected, and so deep and so broad, globalism will come, Antichrist. Now, we've talked all about that. I'm not going to go into that tonight. I'm going to spend the next, 40 minutes direct dealing with this. And again, let me say this. If you are a believer in Christ, or listen, anybody that would love to, you can send an email to shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net while we're doing the show. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, we've started something new. Sunday nights, I used to have a show called the Ragged Edge on Sunday nights late. A lot of people said it's just simply too late for them and so forth. So we have moved that now to Wednesday night, tonight. Right at the end of this show, right about 6:58, we'll be hanging up. And we'll be connecting with the center there for the Ragged Edge show. We'll be going live. There's a chat room. There is the ability to call in later on. Though tonight, I'm not sure. It's 1 hour long, 7 to 8. It's already listed on our site. All you have to do, go shatterthedarkness.net, click on the Wednesday night where it says The Ragged Edge. Now, I'm going to do some interviewing of Derek and Sharon Gilbert that will be at the conference. And we're going to talk about some of their books, why they've been doing what they're doing on the radio, PID radio. We're going to talk about the issue of genetics and the altering and transmuting of humanity. So we're going to let them bring a lot of material out. And I'm just going to be the one trying to, you know, I'm usually the screamer and always hogging everything. But I've got to give them all the time they can to tell what they're going to be sharing and so forth. And so I hope that you'll come 7 o'clock tonight. Back to this program tonight. Let me mention again the issue here in the series that we're doing, the Ancient Tree of Darkness, that sense that there's been a great history, a large, long, long, long history, a long war against God, and the roots have been going deeper and deeper and deeper, and the whole issue now is global, and the issue of counterfeit doctrine, counterfeit materials, counterfeit signs, wonders, counterfeit giftings, counterfeit Christs and prophets and teachers, everything is pretty much on the surface, counterfeit. Now, underneath the surface, when we penetrate that satanic supernatural shell around the operating Luciferians that are doing the rituals, and I'm going to tell you right now, you really have no idea how many are going on. I'm going to tell you that those that download later in Russia and in the Czech Republic and all throughout Germany, and Italy and France and the Netherlands and all across into England, Canada, United States and Australia. All across we have millions of victims of satanic ritual abuse that have shown up at psych wards, counseling centers, churches and so forth. And the stories in the last 30 years they're astounding. Our goal has been to go to verify, to go in and find physical evidence in some level. And so we've done that. We're doing that. We're still in projects right now that involve the whole Nephilim issue. And we're not even going to speak all the things that we're into until we have the stuff on the table to bring out. It's like Ezekiel chapter 8, where there is a supernatural hiddenness to the satanic horrific rituals. Just like Ezekiel chapter 8, there was a large coven operative and nobody knew. Not even the great prophet Ezekiel. Not until God led. Now, this is why I say to all the believers, if you'll look at the brand new series we put out called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, about how to detect satanic ritually abused but yet chosen ones that are infiltrating the church. We have an entire series on the ritual issues and the PDF files coming out in about a week called 500 million satanic rituals in the U.S. For those in Australia, those in Canada, and those in England, and especially throughout Europe, I believe that this, without question, in every single city, now it's come to this point. Every single city has victims, and they also have satanic chosen ones that are intact. They are so controlled that they are being used. The subpersonalities are operative, and they have been clearly placed in, I'm going to say this, the majority of churches. Now, they don't care about dead churches, Laodicean type. They really don't. As one high expert out of PA, as they explained to me in detail, They've grid mapped all Northeast Ohio. That's how it goes across the nation. They've color coded the churches to say which ones are not trouble, which ones are trouble. And the ones that are trouble, they're going to begin to do satanic rituals, summoning the demons, looking for demonic, the spirit's guidance. They're going to be doing rituals that will involve targeting satanic ritual warfare against local churches and pastors. Part of the goal is to send their people in. Now, I'm going to give you six of the primary issues here in a moment. Six primary things that you can look for, or how it's done, the mode of operation. Then I'm going to give you the subpersonalities. In other words, one of these individuals coming into your church that may be there right now, and I have no doubt is listening to this show. Some, because subpersonalities will take over and listen, they'll listen to it later. And it's really kind of strange, and that's why I believe that we lost a few minutes of the airtime earlier. There usually never happens, but this is very particular. And another providential thing, you want to know something? Here's what occurs. Now, I've already set this out on Sunday. It's already been on the web. Thousands and thousands and thousands of you have come to the website, and you've already seen the listing of tonight's title. If you go to shatterthedarkness.net, you'll look down and you'll see Wednesday night, the infiltration of the church, what they do and how to deal with it, fright or flight syndrome in the body of Christ, where's the faith? Now, that's the entire length of the title, Wednesday the 22nd, and that's been up since Sunday night. But I got a call today from a fella that I've talked to before. He's kind of like the one of the helpers for Richard Keltner from the Watchman Radio. Now, I've been on there a number of times before, and very good discussion about deliverance and about other issues. And I was given a second call, and I didn't get to it. I listened to the recording of it before coming on tonight. Now, it's the same guy, Sam, that calls again. He's a delightful, you know, brother in Christ. And he spelled out what the radio host that runs the show, what he wants to talk about. Guess what? He spoke in detail about how the radio host, Richard, wants me to speak on the infiltration of the church, how these occultists, you know, the Satanists and so forth, how they do it, what they do, how broad it is. I mean, the whole thing was on what we're doing right now specifically. So Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's already on our site. We are going to be on live radio, interviewed on this subject by request. And a whole other group of individuals will hear what some of you are hearing tonight. As I said, look on our site, scroll down. You'll find a little place that says many more MP3s. Listed here. Click there and you'll find in that set of MP3s about 100 of them maybe, you'll find the ones on the infiltration. I know some people have YouTubed them, and actually there are two or three or four people have made YouTube video out of that infiltration of the church, and they're all over the place. So whether you go to YouTube or our site, you'll find it. Infiltration of the Church by Russ Dizdar. Listen, if you're a believer tonight and you think this has occurred in your church, heads up. I think that this was, and I'm not saying that I agree with everything the old PTL used to do. There were some things that they needed to clean up. There's some things that they were doing wrong. There were things that they were doing right. See, I don't think, again, there are Christians that are, they love the Lord, they're walking along. Some things they do in ignorance, some things they, you know, backslidden believers are still believers. And it's very important that we don't join Satan in slandering and maligning when we don't know what we're saying and we're just doing stuff. And you notice you'll see slander and maligning will be just people saying bad things publicly about individuals without any substance. Now, that's why I'm going to be very careful when I tell you this. People have asked again and again and again and again, so I'm going to say again about Todd Bentley, what I saw back when he was in Florida, what I see now is even worse. In my ministry and in my experience of dealing with the infiltrators, counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, when I look at the observation of Todd Bentley's life, and I have already had people that were associated email me in the past. I have invited to talk with him directly. I've invited when he first fell to bring counsel. I mentioned to those who had emailed me that were part of the old ministry that they need to look for subpersonalities. They need to look for multiplicity and not just a surface level of demonic activity. Now, Todd says he comes out of Canada and he comes out of Satanism. And if you see the old pictures, you see this young man in longer hair and white shirt and pants and doing ministry. Then all of a sudden you see an absolute total change. Some say up to $30,000 worth of tattoos. Everything about him has changed. And here's what I've observed. In video, in the YouTube videos and other things that were sent. When we were in St. Louis, we observed some materials there with Dr. Gregory Reed and Lynn Marzulli. And I keep looking and looking and looking, and I see what I believe, and it is my opinion, that he is multiple. There are subpersonalities. They are not dealt with yet. That they are operative. They are quiet around individuals. But once on the stage, those light, look at his eyes, the light color eyes, the clear looking eyes, the smile on his, when on stage, you'll see a shift. You'll see a complete shift. Don't forget that counterfeit means counterfeit to the real. It's going to have some similarities to the real, but thousands and thousands of believers by the Spirit of God have had checks, they have written, they've tried to confront the, and when you hear what I talk about right now, for anybody that knows, and I'm assuming in my prayers and in my sense of release to share this information tonight, that there will be those that know the backdrop of the Florida Lakeland issues. I was so extremely disappointed when some of the so-called leadership that went down, and I had studied with some of those folks in the past, and I have cut ties because of this, because they were giving, they were literally just going down, kind of crowning his work, and yet outwardly there's some things that looked real, but there was also this plot and plan, and what I see now at Morningstar, and with prayers and with love for my brothers and sisters there, I declare that great deception, subpersonalities, bringing counterfeit things, and doing the very methodology of an infiltrating chosen one. And let me tell you something, this is why it burns my britches, because most churches and most ministries are not prepared to deal with highly trained, highly programmed subpersonalities that have been demonized. And when I say demonized, not just power of the demon, but the demon can give abilities just like God the Holy Spirit gives us charismatic gifts. Just like giftings that are released by God the Holy Spirit. Spirits can give counterfeit tongues, counterfeit prophecy, counterfeit word of knowledge, counterfeit word of wisdom, counterfeit miracles. And that will bring confusion and many other things. Now, you're going to find out when I give you the 6 points. We've got plenty of time to give you the 6 points. When I give you these 6 points tonight, you're going to, and I'm saying in your own observation, guided by the Spirit of God, and not out of just attitude or not out of just fleshliness. And again, let's all repent. Slander is of the devil, never led by the Spirit of God. Malice is of the devil, never led by the Spirit of God. So just cold, hard slander, cold, hard malice has nothing to do with the Spirit of God in bringing, you know, a confronting, as Paul confronted Peter, as the polemics that needed to be written about for the Church of Corinth in Colossae and in Thessalonica and so forth. So there has to be, on the one hand, well, under the lordship of Jesus, under the yielded lordship and committed lordship of Jesus Christ in your life, and by the Spirit of God through a lot of prayer, you take a look at everything. And here are, out of these 6 things, I'm seeing that with Todd Bentley. I am still praying about going down or connecting. The last time I mentioned a little bit, I got emails directly. And one individual wrote to me immediately to say, listen, all the good things, Russ, that are going down, there's so all these good things. I don't negate the good things. In Acts chapter 5, great things and good things were going on. In the church of Galatia, the good things were going on. But in chapter 5 and in the book of Galatians, you're going to find out there was the attempt of infiltration that was going to bring confusion, division, corruption. And just like the MO of satanic, supernatural, covert operations, military men and women, and again, whether it's the NSA, DIA, DOD, CIA, on and on and on and on, let me tell you this, or even the Russian Psy warriors out of the 70s. If you understand covert work and a good covert, you know, folks, they're able to be in and out and do a lot of damage and never be detected. But that what they don't understand, what the CIA didn't understand years ago, is that they have been highly infiltrated supernaturally, that has led the way to some of the worst of bringing out the Luciferic agenda. So let's begin with Acts 5, Acts chapter 5. I'm going down to verse 9. Now hear these words. Then Peter said unto her, how is it? Now this is where, again, the church, very powerful, massively, it's developing. Thousands and thousands and thousands are getting saved. People have gotten healed. People have gotten delivered. God has shown up with power. And all of a sudden, in the midst of all of that grace and power and might and fruitfulness, you would think, I heard one guy in California, I was at a church, large mega church I was at, was known for its revival and everything. And the pastor sitting there was saying, listen, we're under the bloodline of Jesus. There's no demon that can get through. There's, you know, he went on and on and on. And I was like, you know, no, that's extremely naive and not even biblical. Here's biblical, right here, book of Acts chapter 5, in this greatly empowered, massively, drenched by God's signs and wonders and power and Holy Spirit leading. What happens? Satan seeks to infiltrate. How does he do it? He has two individuals. Here's all he needs. Now listen carefully, because this is true of Judas. Judas. John's Gospel 13, you can read about how Satan entered into him. Now we're talking about Satan himself, not a different demon. Satan entered into him, and from everything Scripture shows us, he didn't know what happened. He didn't fall to the ground, foam at the mouth. He didn't run around with a, you know, sprout a red tail, you know, at his backside. Judas was entered into by Satan. He had no ability to stop it or detect it because, you know why? His heart, his life was sealed off against God, and he was wide open to the greed, to the sinister stealing of funds, for 30 pieces of silver, he was willing to betray. He saw Christ for 3 years, but yet willing to betray. I'm going to tell you right now, there are chosen ones listening. They're willing to betray. There are. And here's what we find out in Acts chapter 5. Ananias and Sapphira, as they said, they sold all their field. They brought some money. But they were declaring that they're giving all of it. A massive lie. Maybe they were trying to present themselves as this elite giver, you know, and a donor, and they're giving everything. And they were making it known that they were, but they were lying about all of it. But that's not just the issue. It wasn't just the flesh. Here's the key in the entire story of the infiltration of the early church by satanic means coming through human personality. In verse 9, when Peter said to her, Sapphira, how is it that you... Now here's the phrase. It comes from the Greek word where we have our word symphony. Symphony. How have you agreed to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Parazo. Parazo is the word, and it means literally, listen, they agreed together, not in a good harmony, a good symphony, but in an evil, conspiratorial way. In their hearts, they conspired together, like Psalm chapter 2 speaks about. There was an evil conspiring, like the covens, like the personalities on the inside of chosen ones with their handlers in their conspiring to bring problems and destruction and harm to local churches and leaders. They agreed together. They were in 100% agreement in this conspiracy. Now the words, to tempt, it's just simply parazo. Parazo has the idea that they came to test the durability. That there was a sense that they were doing this to literally prove and test with the goal to pull the wool over the eyes of the church. Now, when I say church, I mean the body of Christ indwelt by the Spirit of God, the living Christ among it, operative, the people being those born of the Spirit of God. I'm talking about that. Dead, ancient, traditional, mainline stuff that has nothing to do with the Spirit of God or truth, that has nothing to do with the truth of the Word, no salvation, no healing. They've given way to not just liberalism, but maybe even New Age teachings. So we're talking about the body of Christ, what is to be the place where God indwells, God operative through, where the most supernatural manifestation of God should be occurring. His presence, His character, His radiance, His love, His mercy, His majesty, the giftings, the signs, the Word of God, salvation, healing, deliverance, growth in Christ, and powerful victory in spiritual warfare. Now that's what you're going to see in the book of Acts, even when they had to battle. So they're having a heyday. Everything's going really, really good. I mean, what pastor wouldn't like the fact that 5,000 people or more, thousands and thousands are getting saved, and they're being baptized, and they're having great celebration and great worship. We just have Acts chapter 4 where they gathered together. They were challenged. They gathered together. They raised their voice together to God in prayer. They asked for greater boldness. They quoted scripture, and God responded with the power of the Holy Spirit that literally, physically shook the building, and they all went out witnessing and sharing Jesus all the more. Now we come to Acts chapter 5, and you have this conspiracy, and you have them conspiring, and then parazo. The goal was to outwit the church. It's clear the Spirit of God led Peter to tell them, you've not lied to men, you've lied to God. Referring to the Holy Spirit. You've lied to God, the Holy Spirit. You have lied to the deity, God, the Spirit of God. And of course, you know, what happens? What happens to them? Because what Peter says by Holy Spirit discernment, Holy Spirit word of knowledge maybe, you know what he says? That they have allowed Satan. Now here's the interesting thing. To fill, the Greek word for fill there is the word is used by the Word of God in believers being filled with the Holy Spirit. Did you know that? That Ananias and Sapphira came in with evil intent, with the lie. They agreed together. Who's the father of lies? So this deep-seated lie, this symphony of evil agreement with the goal of parazo. Let's test this church. Let's pull the wool over the eyes. Let's come right in here. And it doesn't show us that they knew that literally Satan, as Peter says, read about it, verse 3. I'll read it, quote it, here it is. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit? That, listen, that's the issue right there. The money issue, he could have kept all of it. He didn't have to give any of it. There was no force giving. He didn't have to give anything. But he lied, and they lied, and they did it purposely, and they did it deeply and broadly and wide, and they did it to literally pull the wool over. They did it to deceive. And Satan got into their lives like Judas, and literally the Greek word, you check it out, filled, pleru, used to being filled with the Spirit of God. Day of Pentecost, they were filled with the Spirit of God. Acts chapter 4, they were all filled again. Well, here, Satan filled their hearts. And I would challenge those listening now or to the archives that are part of the ancient brotherhood where you're allowing Satan to fill your heart, where you're allowing the subpersonalities to be literally Satanized and be used. Now, I don't have time right now, but you can go to Galatians. It'll talk about the infiltration of the church there. Let me mention now quickly the six things. You'll get them all right here, right now, about how in the last 35 years, now we've tracked it to direct 35 years, if not longer, the goal of conspiring, of testing the durability, sending highly trained infiltrators. They call themselves chosen ones. We've mentioned them as satanic super soldiers. They are individuals that have been born in the bloodlines of old satanic occultism. They have been split and alter personalities have been created. And for years and years and years, those personalities have been programmed and trained and demonized, and they've received abilities. They've got powers. They've got supernatural powers on the inside. The upfront person may act confused, pitiful, not knowing what's going on. The upfront person is meant to be amnesic, not know what's inside of them. If they're going to be handled by the covens and handled by Luciferic handlers, and listen, the infiltration goes into the military, into the government, I don't have time for that tonight. I'm just dealing right now with the infiltration of the church. So pastors and leaders that get this, yeah, we'd love, we'll come and teach on this. We have a lot of content that I won't bring out on the air, but we'll teach locally to a church, because in many churches across the nation right now, the church I go to, I wouldn't doubt, on Sunday morning, I'm in a third service, there's 1,500 people there. I don't doubt that they're, but you know what? As I'm worshiping and enjoying the Lord and everything else, I'm there also looking for the impending danger, praying for the exposure, looking for where Satan has filled a heart, entered in, slithering around, working through, but highly trained chosen ones. Number one, they see you, the body of Christ, as the enemy. Because they're committed to the dark side, they're committed to the coming Antichrist, they're committed to all the Luciferic information, that deep within them there is a blood hatred. As one of them said, they can't wait for the chaos and the spilling, the shedding of Christian blood. They've seen blood in the sacrifices. They've shed blood. They've been involved. They've drunk it. They've had their. They've engaged in the charging of blood and maybe even the ancient Nephilim blood. Number one, you need to understand, even if the upfront person shows up at your church, I'm a victim. I need help. Or they just show up as a new person, but they have subpersonalities. They may or may not know what's inside them. I've found it both ways. Because we've learned to do surveillance, to trust the Holy Spirit to show, and have observed and watched and observed and watched, and we learned the hard way, 20 years ago many times. As they infiltrate, they come from the inside. If you have a SRA DID in your church that has just begun the process of saying they want healing and help, then I'm going to tell you right now, they've most likely have been placed by a coven and in agreement with the subpersonalities that the upfront person doesn't even know about. They've been placed into your church. And if they've arrived at your church, number one, inside of them are priestesses and disinformation specialists, infiltrator specialists, those who can carry demons and release them, those who can plot, those who can talk to coven members, those who can go to the rituals, those who can, they got a lot of things going on the inside. And I'm saying, number one, you are the enemy. Number two, they've been sent. If they've shown up and they are in your church and you become aware, most likely, not only have they been sent, there is a plot, there is a plan, there's a method to it, and most likely your church has been visited by coven members. All in their engagement, well, someone called it lightning warfare, blitzkrieg, a way of coming in, checking things out, getting literature, getting pictures of the church, pictures of the pastor, learning all the information, acquiring everything, reconnaissance, taking it back to the coven, using those coven, those pictures and materials in the rituals where they summon the demons and send the hounds of hell, specifically targeting pastors, leaders, and that local church. If enough damage isn't done in that sense, they want to send individual in. So if you've got somebody there, most likely coven members, look back about new people that have been around. Strange. Kind of in this, you know, standing back here. Kind of, you know, again, that idea where something doesn't seem right. So number two, they've been sent. With the idea that probably your church has been marked. Most likely rituals have been done. And, well, we're going to go to number three. Point number three, it'll all be covert. Even if the SRA DID, the satanic ritually abused victim, begins to tell pastors, leaders, and others, well, they have other personalities, these rituals have been done, this kind of stuff has occurred, I want to get help. What they don't know in many cases are the sub-personalities that are seeking demons, that are cursing people, that are releasing them during worship, that are getting demonized objects and giving them as gifts. It's all covert. The coven is sending demons through ritual warfare. The victim slash perpetrator infiltrator has been sent in. Massive reconnaissance communication has been taken from the church back. They want to bring down the pastor. They want to bring down prayer. They want to bring division. They want to bring harm to the financial circumstance. They want the ground to be cursed. They are there in a symphony of evil conspiracy to parazzo, test the durability, pull the wool over the eyes. And number four, listen, association. Oh, they want to come in and say, I like what you like. If you like books, if you like golf, if you like certain music, if you like going certain places, realize that when they are in the infiltration mode, it's going to be like they like everything you like so that they can get deeper access, so they can hang around, so they can be with you. Notice when they begin to want to seek to be with the pastor all the time or with certain leaders all the time. Number five, they are looking all the time for vulnerabilities, how they can access the church at 2 or 3 in the morning to do rituals, bringing others in. They're looking for vulnerabilities in the nursery. See, sub-personalities that are sexual perpetrators will harm your children in a minute. Our commitment, an unhealed multiple, I don't care if they yell and get mad at me, we will not let them be involved in youth ministry and children's ministry and so forth. But with many of them, the inside sexual perpetrating personalities will drive the individual to want to babysit your kids, be involved with the kids, get in there. It only takes 1 minute for sexual molestation to occur. They're looking for vulnerabilities. They're looking for what they can do. Number six, inside every satanic ritually abused, if it's the historic kind we're talking about, and they say, you know, in our estimations now, over 4 million, some say up to 10 million, and we're saying Canada, Australia, you got it going on. Here's one of the ways you can see. Thousands of counselors, psychologists, now even including pastors, all across America, Canada, Australia, all over Europe, England, they're all engaged in ministering to the richly abused, because there's millions and millions and millions. It all goes back to the 1950s. The development is vast and broad and wide. And again, the book The Black Awakening gives the detailed description as no book does. And I wish I could have added more. There's so much more we want to put in. But it's there because we have fought a fight, we have battled, we have paid a price. It's ongoing. This week it's ongoing, left and right, we're dealing with deliverance and personalities and warfare and individuals coming. But the sixth thing I want to share, number one, they see you as an enemy. Number two, they're sent with a plot by a coven and you're being visited. Number three, it's all covert. It's all to be satanically covert to release powers and destruction. Number four, they want to associate with everybody to become friends. Number five, they're looking for the vulnerabilities. Number six, the sub-personalities that have the abilities can be an infiltrator, a spy. They can be a sexual predator. They can be a priestess that can summon demons or release them. They can have counterfeit tongues, counterfeit giftings, and try to bring them out into your church. They want to test the power of the church. They could be a sleeper planted in your church for the sake of the coming release with the goal of assassination and killing. Now, I know that there are a lot of Americans listening and a lot of believers, and there will be a lot of those of you that will download, but also in Canada. Also, our servers show in 80 countries or more. I am asking the Spirit of God to speak to your hearts. I'm saying the number one thing to do, become as strong and deep in the Lord as you can become. On the one hand, it's all about the love of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God, salvation, healing, deliverance. But in the context of a spiritual war, you can't live this life or do the ministry without realizing, experiencing the battle. We've been given authority, the armor, the living presence of Christ, but we have to apply. We have to do. We have to become as spiritually powerful and attuned as we can become and not back away in the slightest. Realizing that the overwhelming presence and power of the Holy Spirit and the giftings and workings of the Lord Jesus, as he gave heads up to Peter and the disciples, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. See, that was real. We're talking about something that really occurred behind the veil, behind the scenes, and they were all affected. Now satanic ritual warfare is broadening the concept of Satan's attack on leaders, pastors, and churches. It may be that a leader or a pastor or individual has been brought down by what I'm talking about, or your church has been infected and been brought down. Listen, contact me. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Remember us in prayer. Remember us in support. And listen, I want you to know that we care about what's occurred. Check out Shatter the Darkness. That's why we're doing the conferences. We want to help out. Good night.